Medicaid is more than half of the state budget, covering more than 2 million Ohioans. And it's always been a major concern of lawmakers. These overrides of Governor John Kasich's vetoes were the first in 40 years. The 9 Medicaid-related veto overrides, including setting rules on coverage of optional groups, described by House Finance Chair Ryan Smith of Bidwell in Southern Ohio.
We need the flexibility and control to be able to match the power of the purse.
Lawmakers also rejected Kasich's vetoes of an increased tax on Medicaid managed care providers, on increased payments to nursing homes and for neonatal services, and on requiring his administration to seek permission from the state controlling board before spending some Medicaid money. And they also overturned his rejection of the plan to ask the feds for the power to charge Medicaid recipients monthly premiums, as noted by a chief backer, Jim Butler of Oakwood near Dayton.
It actually provides skin in the game and incentives for healthy outcomes and actually helps people come up and off of Medicaid.
And House Democrats were solidly on board with 4 of those overrides. Those votes were soundly blasted by Governor John Kasich's Office of Health Transformation Director Greg Moody, who said that even before the veto overrides, lawmakers did not put enough money into Medicaid.
The consequence of that instability, and particularly from the appropriation gap, is direct translation into provider rate reductions, not just on the expansion group, but on all Medicaid providers.
It's clear Medicaid was a target of lawmakers, says Matt Mayer with the conservative research group Opportunity Ohio. Mayer says legislators were obviously looking at what might happen in Washington during this budget process.
I think lawmakers see that it is becoming a greater Pac-Man of the state budget, and especially will be so in future years as the federal support looks very much in jeopardy. And they want, I think, control that spending today because they know tomorrow it will be out of control and even greater dependency in the program.
John Corlett was the Medicaid director under Democratic former Governor Ted Strickland. Corlett, who's now with the think tank, the Center for Community Solutions, says he thinks it's simply that some lawmakers didn't want to expand Medicaid to the populations that are covered, which he says endangers the state's efforts to fight its deadly opioid crisis.
Of the $1 billion that Ohio spent to combat this opiate epidemic, about $650 million of that was paid for by Medicaid. So by taking some of the steps that the legislature is proposing, they're really threatening to undo that path to recovery.
Corlett says undoing the state-federal Medicaid partnership would be devastating. But Mayer says the state should come up with its own opioid battle plan and use rainy day funds if needed in the interim. Mayer, who has been an outspoken critic of Kasich's Medicaid expansion, says it was initially estimated 275,000 people would sign up. Now 700,000 are covered, and that was in a fairly good economy.
And I think that's also what's driving lawmakers, is they recognize that Ohio is into a recession, but if the nation or the globe goes into recession, Medicaid expansion is going to go even further off the rails as enrollment probably surpasses 1 million.
But Corlett says though the Medicaid expansion group is huge, there's been underspending in the program, which gets credit for helping Ohio end the fiscal year in the black in spite of tax collections that were short of projections.
Obviously, at the beginning of this expansion of Medicaid several years ago, there was a big increase in the caseload. But what we've seen over time is that has leveled off, and those increases have become much more sustainable. And I think that speaks to the fact that the program is so well managed.
And there is a big Medicaid-related veto that's still out there. If lawmakers choose to override it, the Kasich administration would have to ask the feds for permission to freeze enrollment into Medicaid expansion, which Kasich has spent most of his time in the national spotlight recently fighting to keep. Some estimates say that could cost 500,000 people in the expansion group their coverage. Though supporters of an override say that would not be immediate, but over time. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.